Good morning, Bridget, Nancy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bridget, I have to confess, my head has been buried in all things New Jersey, but I did happen to notice this week that Bill de Blasio and Governor Andrew Cuomo are now really disagreeing in a big way about pre-K. Governor Cuomo says, I'm going to fund everything. I'm going to do it without any taxes. Bill de Blasio says no. What is the end game here? Where does this take us? What are you hearing?
Well, and again, Governor Cuomo is saying that he's not making a political statement in his plan, that he wants to fund it statewide. At this point, Mayor de Blasio is standing by the fact that this is a home rule issue for New York. And he's going up to Albany next week, actually, to testify to say that the city should have the right to raise taxes on behalf of what its citizens feel they need to do.
So are you hearing anything like there comes a point where they say okay to the governor, or do they just drive this to the end where they get the tax hike?
The line from Mayor de Blasio is he will not bargain against himself.
All right. So like the boxers are circling each other in the ring. Speaking of which, the mayor is now getting some kind of tough questions from the press about the snowfall this week, about transparency issues in his schedule. What is that about?
To take your boxing analogy, he's been taking some hits. The issue about the snowstorm this week, he was criticized for whether or not plowing was fair across all of the city, specifically on the Upper East Side. Initially, he defended it. And then later in the day, after he went up to the Upper East Side and checked it out, his office actually sent out a statement of apology saying more could have been done. And that issue has followed him all week long. And as of just on Friday, he was still offering explanations for what needs to happen and how they need to figure out how they can do a better job in the future.
We need to understand better when something isn't working. We needed to understand in real time that Plow NYC was malfunctioning. We needed to understand in real time that some kind of glitch had occurred in the distribution of the trucks.
I'm detecting there something like a little bit almost like just veering towards Michael Bloomberg. Like, why are you asking me this again?
This was probably the toughest press conference Mayor de Blasio has had in his 3 weeks in office so far. The other big issue was he had an event on Thursday night where he gave a speech before the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC, that wasn't on his public schedule. And so it raised the issue among the press. Are you going to be going to these events and not telling us? He clarified that in the future those events would be on his public schedule, although they might not be open to the press.
Transparency, tough questions. This all, of course, reminds us of Chris Christie. Very, very tough week for Governor Christie, Nancy. Probably the worst of his career. He's got the FBI investigating one deal. He's got the U.S. attorney investigating things. He's got a legislative committee. I mean, he has the former prosecutor really has the prosecutorial guns aimed at him.
Yeah. And, you know, our reporter Matt Katz is hearing from his sources inside the Christie administration that they're now referring to this as the crisis. And it certainly is a crisis. And, you know, and Tuesday, I mean, could you ever see a more fitting weather pattern to go with this inauguration? Here he is, big ceremony, speech to give to be inaugurated on a second term. And we're in the middle of a blizzard. And it looks like he's right at the center of this blizzard. And you know, usually the camera-loving, publicity-loving governor who is jovial and likable and never steps away from a question, this is a guy who looked like it was just killing him to be up on the stage.
We're all feeling this incredible intensity, the hot breath of this sort of dragon of a story that just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
I mean, maybe we reporters were a little more interested in the idea of the George Washington Bridge, a huge piece of infrastructure, the largest, busiest bridge in the country being used for political retribution. I mean, a lot of people were interested in that story, but there were a lot of moving parts that were hard to understand. And then along comes Don Zimmer, the mayor of Hoboken. And this is something that immediately resonates with people, that a mayor would be threatened that her Sandy aid would not be given to her if she didn't approve a redevelopment project that's connected to the governor, and that this message was allegedly delivered by his lieutenant governor from the governor himself. This is a very big problem for Governor Christie.
Insane that this is all coming out simultaneous with the nomination of American Hustle for the Oscar, which is, of course, all about political corruption in New Jersey. corrupt politicians, development deals, exactly this kind of thing.
Go see the movie.
Thanks so much, Bridget. Nancy, you can follow us on Twitter at Bridget Bergen, at Nancy Solomon 2, and at Andrea WNYC. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.